The Rams looking to build on this win streak on Sunday at home in the Coliseum against the Houston Texans. I'm Danny Clevenger, joined by Miles Simmons. And Miles, when we talk about finding success against the Texans, let's just start with the atmosphere and familiarity. The Rams are back at home. They haven't been home in a while. If they can take that momentum that they built on the road, winning those three games in a row, and bring that to their own home, that's a good thing.
Yeah, you know, you talk about familiarity. Almost the real familiarity has been on the road. The Rams have been on the road so much, it seems like, over the course of this year. Really, it's been the last month on the road if you take out the bye week there. So coming back home, feeling that home cooking, feeling the home crowd, that should be a good thing for this Los Angeles team.
Now, everyone is aware of the quarterback situation with the Houston Texans. Now, they lost Deshaun Watson for the season. That's a heartbreaking scenario, but that doesn't mean you can underestimate this Houston Texans offense. And that's something that this defense needs to make sure they still take pride in what they've been doing.
Absolutely, Danny. And that starts with their wide receiving core. They've got two really dynamic wide receivers in DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller. Last week, you saw DeAndre Hopkins pull in a 50-50 ball in the end zone for a touchdown. He's one of these outstanding wide receivers that really just has the ability to do that on any and every play. I mean, you look at Will Fuller, he's still a young guy out of Notre Dame in his second season, but he is a speed demon. He can get down the field in a hurry. And get this, of his 15 catches, 7 have gone for touchdowns. So I think that tells you right there how dynamic of a player he is.
Absolutely. So there's weapons on that offense, but that doesn't mean that this defense shouldn't get after that quarterback. Do not let Tom Savage get in any sort of rhythm and give him any confidence whatsoever, because last week he shouldn't have much confidence after what he put on the field last week. So the Rams need to capitalize on that.
For sure, Danny. And when you look at the Rams this season, they've done a good job of getting after quarterbacks. Look at Aaron Donald. He's had a sack in each of the Rams' last three games in this win streak. So I think if you continue to have him coming up the middle, you got Robert Quinn probably coming around the corner as well. There are going to be some good things for this defense against that offense.
Let's talk about the Rams' offense. Jared Goff was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week, and rightly so after that performance against the Giants. But Miles, if you remember, the last time that he and this offense were at the Coliseum, they had 5 turnovers, and that's something that they need to make sure does not happen this time at the Coliseum. If they can control the ball and control the clock, they can find success.
Absolutely, and what's interesting about this Rams team this year is you talk about turnovers and winning that turnover margin. Sean McVay often says this, other than points, the biggest indicator of wins and losses in the National Football League is that turnover margin. If the Rams play a clean game, they're going to have a good chance to win. That's what they've been doing in this winning streak, playing a clean game, getting those turnovers down. And the Rams actually are getting takeaways as well. So that's one of the things that you have to look at from the offensive perspective and the defensive perspective, either limiting the turnovers on offense or getting those turnovers on defense so that you're winning that turnover margin.
The Rams looking to go 7-2. The game's going to kick off on Sunday at 1:05 at the Coliseum. That's going to do it from us here in the Rams studio, connected by AT&T. Enjoy the game.